We are on an absolutely incredible run this season, and it's only 1 week in. It's literally only day five.
Proper ambers, proper yellowtail, and a bit of cooter in the mix.
It's all about the sardine. Everywhere you look is sardine.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Yes, it's Sardine Run 2024. It is in full bloom. It is official. It is happening. We are on day five as you're listening to this podcast. The run kicked off on Sunday, and as we stand on day five, every single day has delivered huge bags of fish. Guys, there's so much excitement out there. It's everything we imagined. Everything that Mother Nature could have given to us has come to us in abundance, and we are certainly enjoying her spoils. So now, guys, the first net dropped on Sunday at Margate by Jace Govender. After Tony came in down at Ramsgate. Monday delivered fish, so did Tuesday, so did Wednesday. However, Wednesday, we did have a bit of tragic news. We lost one of our own, but we'll chat about that later on in the show. As for Thursday, well, seven nets coming out of Scottborough. Cutty Sark was the area, and as it stands this morning on Thursday, well, we already have nets that have been dropped at Amkumas. Now, we're going to get into all the details of the Sardine Run. Our reporters are going to tell you exactly what's happening in there areas, and they are going to talk about all the game fish that has been coming out with it, and that includes all the amazing shark action that's coming out, where we can see sharks literally by our knees. So strap yourself in, turn up the volume, because we are going to kick it off straight after what we have to hear from the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout, basically everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
So hey, here's something we didn't expect. As I am doing this podcast, I get a call from a guy named Rudy. He lives in La Lucia, and he's looking out his window, and there are sardines outside of La Lucia. And then he calls me back 5 minutes later. I'm so glad I took this call in between my show. But guys, with all the news that is coming in, this is why you want to stay in touch with us, right? He calls me up to say there is a massive smash. So this is 500 meters north of La Lucia Pier. Guys, there's only like 20 anglers on the beach. I have no doubt after this broadcast that I just sent out, there will be a lot more. But how amazing is that? How incredible is the Sardine Run, where we've got fish coming out on North and South Coast. Everyone enjoying the spoil. You do not have to go and travel far. The fish are here on our doorstep. We are on an absolutely incredible run this season, and it's only 1 week in. It's literally only day five. So let's get into the show. Let's get into what's been going on throughout KZN, the East Coast. Guys, the Sardine Run, it's obviously all about the sardines, but why do we like the Sardine Run? Well, it's because of all the other fish we get to catch with it. It brings all those species in and gives us a proper fighting chance. Well, unless you are targeting those huge sharks that were out at Cutty Sark yesterday. Oh, yeah, I think I must have seen at least about 20 anglers get on wood fish, and probably only about 4 of them actually land in it. So there are some monsters about it. But the good thing is, you know, we all get excited and we all want a good pull. This is the time to get it. So let's start off this week's show on the North Coast. We haven't had the wildest of reports because obviously all the action is happening down south. However, there has been a few cob at Tugela. Savikar has reported a few copper bream in his area that is in the Stanger stretch. I do believe there's been a few bream out of Belito. Apart from that, guys, it's been pretty quiet. There has been a couple shad, a couple cob, a couple grunter up at St. Lucia. And obviously the offshore side is making a bunch of noise with the amount of snook that's been coming out of the North Coast. However, apart from that, guys, well, I have no doubt it's going to be exciting over this next couple days because, like I said, the sardines are there at La Lucia. Shipwreck is the area. Go and fish that area this week. There's a numerous amount of pockets. In fact, just going through my WhatsApp groups late last night, it turns out there were hundreds of little pockets outside of Umhlanga. So the North Coast will get some action soon, so hang tight. But right now, it's all about what's happening in Durban and South Coast. So let's get into it. Kicking off our Durban report with Mike V, and he is followed by Brad Krobler with our offshore news out of Durban.
How's it, guys? Yes, it's all about the sardines. Everywhere you look is sardine. I'm hoping this year they come back into Addington like they did a couple of years ago. We'll see. From Umkamas, Umgababa, all the way down to Port Edward and Sardine. Guys are getting lovely Garrick Kingies. There's been some big snook caught in there, a couple of big bonnies, lots of sharks around. So yeah, if you're going anywhere on the long weekend and the sea's lovely and the weather stays like it does, Sardine action might not be a bad idea to go to. On the local front, we've got quite a few cobby at Glen Ashley. There's been a few Garrick up there as well. In between that, eating the live baits, there's been a couple of blackfin, grey sharks. Still the same spinners and greys along the beachfront. So yeah, if you don't want to run down there, you just want to grab a few throws. Beachfront to Glen Ashley has been producing some lovely fish. The paddle ski guys, snook, kuta, have been the main aim of the game. The oaks on the ski boats also been some lovely bottoms, couple keelback, rock cod, all that sort of thing, depending how far you want to venture. But yeah, the guys have been doing very, very well on the ski boats. The bay has been a little bit quiet. There is grunters there. There are some kingies, odd springer, things like that. But the oaks have been putting in the hours to get the fish. Hopefully the Garrick will come into the bay soon. The guys can trawl a few live baits around or drift a couple of live baits over the back of the boats for the Garrick and that. But yeah, that's the bay has been quiet. I wouldn't be surprised if you put in live bait for Garrick if you cut a couple bigger cob too. Yeah, just something to try. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Brad here, Linsky Fishing Charters. The good news is the arrival of the sardines. So yeah, so the fishing should start getting a little bit better with the big shiny shoal arriving. But on the fishing side, bottom fishing has been quite great. There's some really nice soldiers and slingers, really good quality ones. At night time, the beck have definitely arrived. They are a bit sporadic in spots, and they're not always in the same places, but if you go hunt the deeper reefs, they are definitely there. Yeah, guys, but just remember the quotas, 2 keelback per person. The people want to go spend time on anchor and find some doggers. They're also around, and the half cob have started to arrive. Yeah, so guys, tight lines, good luck, and speak to you guys next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. I have no doubt that as the season continues, it's just going to get better and better in Durban. In fact, it is predicted that we shall have sardines in Durban this week. And I have no doubt if the sardines are ready at Lucia, Durban will be the place to be for this Father's Day. Now, let's move on up to the freshwater side. We've got Jan, and Jan is talking about some pretty exciting stuff. Some species are off the bite, some are on, some are just a little slower. But Jan is going to tell us all about it. Guys, here is Jan from the Kingfisher, Peter Maritzburg.
Hey there, guys. So the chill of the previous weekend snowfall has settled in and has put the Midlands into proper winter gear. 1 week later and there's still snow visible on top of the berg, and that sends nighttime temperatures well down in single figures and even below. And this has resulted in water temperatures taking an extreme dive, also down into single figures, and has no doubt given the system a bit of a shock, as the fishing really hasn't been up to scratch. Current early morning temperatures certainly make staying indoors and undercover a while longer a much more attractive option than getting out. After the lackluster fishing of the recent Hastings exclusive and Topps corporate challenge legs over the previous weekends, it was high hopes for the Camberg Trout Festival, which was held this past weekend, to showcase some real winter stillwater trout fishing. Unfortunately, the weather had other plans, and after the low of last week's storm, the barometer decided to scream up some 20 plus bars over the course of 2 days. Without doubt, this extreme rate of change made the fish very uncomfortable. And combined with water temperatures ranging from an early morning 6 degrees to 9 or 10 degrees in the afternoon, simply put the fish off. Of the 37 teams of 4 anglers, just shy of half managed to log double figures of fish over the 2 days and 4 fishing sessions. Biggest fish of the event stretched the tape measure to 62 centimeters or 24.4 inches and pulled the scale to a healthy 3.2 kilograms. A great fish. But that was just one. The top three positions were hotly contested with essentially only one fish measuring around 40 centimeters or so between them. But congrats to winning Team Explorer Fly Fishing, who managed to pull 19 fish out of the proverbial hat, which measured a total of some 899 centimeters or 8 meters total length for all of their fish caught. All in all, a great event on the winter calendar, and the countdown to next year's event has already begun. The weather does appear to be stabilizing currently, and the forecast is looking great for this weekend's Boston Fly Fishing Festival, so fingers crossed that the fish will behave accordingly. Then there's a week break in the events after the Boston, and with leg 3 of the Topps Corporate Challenge taking place at the end of the month on the weekend of the 28th to 30th of June. With only 4 returns over the last week, it would appear that the anglers of the Natal Fly Fishers Club also fell foul of the weather and opted to make that stay indoors. Of those anglers making it out, half returned a blank session, while the others found the rainbows proper. Water temperature was reported at 12 degrees, considerably warmer than the waters of the Camberg, which no doubt contributed positively to the catching. Fish were primarily in the 13 to 15 inch or 33 to 38 centimeter and 15 to 17 inch or 38 to 43 centimeter classes, but there were some excellent fish noted in the 19 to 21 inch, 48 to 53 centimeters, and also 21 to 23 inch, 53 to 58 centimeter classes. Not much word currently from the bass anglers, but the PMB Bassmasters held a triple skins challenge on Albert Falls this past weekend, and after the howling wind at the end of last week, the weather turned out great on the day. Heaviest bag of three fish went to Paul and Leon Fouché with 7.9 kilograms. Congrats, guys. And the next triple skins event will be held in August before the cutoff for the Albert Falls Classic. Now, a top rhyming tip heard recently for bass fishing is tight and white. And with the cooler water temperatures, anything moving will show less action than in warmer water, and hence the tight, which also refers to slow your retrieve down. And white is a standout color for maximum visibility of your offerings. The cooler air and water temperatures have also slowed down the surface action on Albert Falls, and there's been not much more word of any carp action. As previously mentioned, however, scalies may still be around, less in number, but bigger fish, so it's worthwhile keeping your ear to the water for any action. Guys, while conditions may not be the best, fish still gotta eat, so get out there.
Thank you, Jan. Another great report, my friend. Great detail in that report, letting us know exactly what species are hot and what are not. I will be sure to give you a call next week because I am fly fishing at Crystal Waters. So Ray and I got our own personal competition going on, but I'm going to get my intel from Jan. So yeah, look out for that. That'll be coming out soon. Right now, it's back to the sardine run and heading down to the south coast. Kicking it off at the area of the week where there's been a lot of Garrick. Guys, we are at Warner Beach and their entire Ilova stretch with Gary's report of what's been going on over this last few days. And then we get into the thick of where all that action has been coming out, the South Coast.
Good day, chaps. It's Gary from Ilova and top of the hill here. Yeah, I was pandemonium this morning at Carradine. First light, yeah, I thought it was 50 paupers coming down the way, but it wasn't. It was sharks. They absolutely smashed the sardines from the back line onto the beach. The sides are washing up dead there. They were so stunned. And it's very difficult to try and hook a sard and, you know, fill your pockets and your bag, because if you left it dangling for a second, boy, you're on with a shark. I tried to count how many were in the white water at any one time, but it was probably 20. And they drove that shoal of sods, that pocket of sods, that attack, it went on for about an hour from sort of north of Carradine Hotel, right back, right round Carradine Corner into Umkababa. Such was the intensity of it. Gary came out further north along the flats, and in the Winkle area, a few came out as well. Yeah, I chatted to hear of Gulam flipping over. It's a rough game out there, and you know, there's been some big sets coming through this morning as well at times. And condolences then to his family and to the crew members that he's lost families. Until next week then, tight lines to you all.
Thank you, Gary, and to your bird in the background as well, who likes being part of the commentary, I see. Guys, Warner Beach has been an amazing area to fish over this past week. There's been so much activity, so much Gary coming out on a daily basis. So if you are in search of the Gary, if you haven't caught one before, well, definitely Warner Beach, Manzantoti, that area is the area to go and try. Now, I do know Ray has been fishing out there this week along with a few other guys, and there has been quite a lot of lanterns. There's been quite a few cob that's been on the bite, so Warner Beach, Ilova Stretch, absolutely fantastic. And it will continue to be as the sardines are passing through that area, and we can see that going on for the next couple weeks. Now let's run off the show down the South Coast with our South Coast guru, Adam, with some exciting fish that's been coming out. Here is this week's report of the Lower South Coast.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I trust that all is well in the fishing fraternity. And I hope everybody out there has been having an awesome time now that the sardines are here. So there has been eds and non-eds recently, and things have been exciting down on the lower coast. And a few good fish bras in between, that is for sure, Vinesh. Starting off on the deep sea side of things, Vinesh, we've got Charles fishing off of Mies Steff, getting an amberjack of 40 kilos, an absolute tank. And we've got a very good friend of mine, Lyle, getting himself a hell of a nice amber of 27 kilos, a box of note. We know how these fish fight. We know how dirty they are. So well done there, guys. We've also got Yaku getting himself a cooter and a yellowtail in Port Edward, respectively, of 19 and 17 kilos. So well done there, Yaku. So things have really been firing deep sea, with the guys having to battle some proper ambers, proper yellowtail, and a bit of cuda in the mix, with the bottom fish being there or thereabout, but not too great at the moment. We've had a bit of reverse current and a bit of strong inshore current, but things are definitely looking good, especially with all the sardines in the water. We know that it brings the game fish. Moving over to the shore side of things, or the beach side of things, rock fishing. We've had Uam Jep getting himself a lekker grunter off Orange Rocks. What? When last do you even see that happening? And a really nice size grunter. So well done there, Uam Jep. We've also got Darvey and Calvin getting themselves some bronze whalers off number 4 area in Port Shepston. We've had a few Garrick and Mbango. We've had a couple of GTs, a few Kingies. We've had some Shad, some Cave Bass, believe it or not, and a hell of a lot of Grey Sharks around as well. We've also had Brett getting himself a hell of a nice bronze bream in the Shady Beach area recently. So well done there, bud. But there's been a lot of peckers in the water, from Quarantine and Pinkies just murring the bait, Vinesh. I mean, yeah, just honestly, it's unreal. You know, the guys really trying for your bigger edible fish and obviously your non-eds, but the baits are getting charred like crazy at the moment. We've also had a couple of those smaller shad also nibbling at the bait. So very nice to see those fish also sticking around at this stage. But as we know, it's sardines, you know, that smell of the sards in the water just get the fish absolutely wild. So very, very good to see at this stage down on the lower coast. In terms of the weather coming up, though, again, it's just a prediction, guys. We've got Friday, a light northwest wind turning in the mid-afternoon into a northeast, gusting at around 20 k's per hour. Saturday afternoon, a very light northeast with a northwest again on Sunday. A very small swell of 1.5 meters, pretty much or thereabout for most of the weekend. But again, it's just a prediction. Now, we know how those things can change in an instant. We just pray and hope for cold water, you know, and just everything to line up that we get a bumper sardine season. There are still loads of shoals moving up along the coastline. And let's just cross fingers, toes, and eyes as always. I just want to finish off, Vinesh, with the deepest sympathies and condolences from all of us down here on the lower south coast with the sadly and untimely passing of Uncle Ghulam and crew recently in Mgababa. We all know what a legend he was in the fishing community, a seine netter of note, one of the oldest around in KZN, and my deepest sympathies to all family and friends involved. But otherwise, guys, please stay safe out there. Be aware of your surroundings. Tight lines, and let's see those catches. Take care, guys.
Thank you, Adam. A great report, my friend. Guys, South Coast is the place to be, and it's been the place to be, well, for the last couple of weeks now. Like Adam said in his previous reports, he has gone beyond the purple patch. He's in like a velvet robe, whatever it may be. He is loving life right now down the South Coast. Things are looking absolutely fantastic, and he continues to. So guys, that's our KZN report for this week. It's all about the sardines, and of course, the passing of our dear friend. You know, our condolences go out to you. Ghulam's family and friends, guys, it was truly a legend in the industry. Now, if you want to know more about what's going on the Sardine Run on a daily basis, well, guys, we do a daily Sardine Recap. You'll find it under ecr.co.za under podcasts or anglernews.co.za under podcasts. That's where we get a recap of what's happened throughout the day. I try to get it out around 7:30, 8 o'clock in the evening, because that's when we get a full rundown from all the netters as to exactly what happened. And it includes all the nets that came in, the activity from the anglers, the sharks that's been caught, the edibles that's been caught, and more importantly, the predictions for the next day. And guys, of course, always remember Friday morning, 6:40 a.m. on the breakfast show, I will be telling you exactly what to expect for the weekend with the upcoming sardine events and where to get all that fish. So until the next report.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.